And hello, good afternoon, and welcome to February's edition of See You at Lunchtime, along with our friends from Members First Credit Union. I'm Debbie McMahon. Darren is not with us this month, but instead I'm joined in the studio with Rosanna Del Rio. Did I get that right?
Yes, you did.
You're very welcome.
Thank you.
And who is also from Members First Credit Union. If you'd like to contact us about anything we're going to talk about on today's show, you can give us a text on 087 69 44 500, or you can phone us on 01 867 1190, or you can even email us at cu@near.ie. Coming up on today's show, Rosanna will be talking about loans, what types of loan rates and how to apply. Also, we'll be joined in the studio by Carla Mulvey. Good afternoon to you, Carla.
Hey, how are you?
Grant. And you're a credit union member as well. You're going to talk a little bit about when you emigrated to Australia and now you're back home. So we'll talk to you a little bit about that. And coming up at 1:30, I'll be joined on the line by Andy Flannery, talking about the upcoming gigs and events. And then at about 1:45, Rosanna will announce the winners of this month's card draw. So do stay tuned. Okay, so we'll start off with yourself, Rosanna. You're very welcome.
Thank you.
We're going to start off today talking a little bit about loans.
Yeah, I think, you know, at some stage in life, most people are likely to borrow. And there are so many different types of credit and loans out there on the market. So it is very important that you do get the right loan for your needs, and you should shop around for the best loan.
Okay, so what advice would you give to someone before they borrow?
If they are borrowing money, it is very important to first ensure that you can actually afford to pay back the loan. You know, be realistic about your living costs. There's no point on having a big repayment and being left with little or no money kind of out of your paycheck. You know, check whether you can actually save enough money to buy what you need rather than getting the loan. And just make sure you do get a loan that does suit your needs, because there is so many different types of loans and credit available. And I'll talk about some of these later on. Each type of credit is suitable for a different purpose. And some are more suited to short-term borrowing and others are more suited to medium to long-term borrowing. But definitely, like, shop around for the best value. When shopping for a loan, especially if it is your first time, it is important to understand the terminology surrounding the whole loan process and do your research. You know, find out as much as you can so that you can make an educated and informed decision when it comes time to choose a loan and lender.
Great. I know I'd probably be one of those people out there who I'm not really sure. I don't understand much about interest and APR. And I know a lot of people out there are kind of confused with about interest. Does the credit union give the best interest on, I suppose, on savings and the lowest on loans? So what is interest and APR?
Well, when comparing charges for the use of borrowed money, you know, interest and loans, it must be presented as annual percentage rate, which is APR. Generally, banks, credit unions and other credit institutions, they charge for the use of borrowed money, and it's calculated on the amount of money you do borrow and the length of time that you borrow it for.
Okay.
So it is important that you compare like with like, so use APR when doing your research. APR is a little more complex, and it is comprised of two factors. It includes your actual interest rate and any additional costs. So your APR represents the total cost of credit on a yearly basis after all charges are taken into consideration. It is typically higher than your actual interest rate because it includes these additional items and assumes you will keep the loan for the full term. So you may think that you are getting a good deal on a loan with a low APR, but if you are paying more installments over a longer period of time, you may find that it will actually cost you more. And then another way to compare loan is the cost of credit. That looks at the total cost of loan, so the total amount of money that you will end up paying back if you keep it for the term.
Okay, for someone who is, I suppose, looking for a loan, I'm not sure where to go, either yourselves, credit union, banks, building society. Who should you borrow from?
Well, you should definitely, you know, shop around before making your decision. The central bank, they authorise the banks, the building societies and credit unions. So you should really only borrow from an authorised financial service provider. This protects you and your money from money lenders. You know, but if you aren't sure of the company that you're dealing with, it, if it's authorised or not, you can just contact the central bank to find that out.
I mean, you mentioned money lenders. I mean, that was, they were big back in
yes.
the day, weren't they?
Yeah.
I mean, the money lender knocking on the door to get its weekly payments.
And there's such high interest rates.
And
as well.
It was ridiculous. Yeah. I wouldn't say many people are with money lenders anymore. Well, I don't know.
You might use them as a last resort,
yeah.
maybe, or something. Or if they don't think that they can actually get a loan in their local credit union or the bank, they might just resort to going with a money lender.
Lenders. And you mentioned different types of loans and credit. Can you give examples?
Yeah, I mean, banks, building societies and credit unions, they do offer a range of loans, and there are so many different forms of credit. So one of them would be like overdrafts. You know, this is a way of borrowing on your bank account. They are given on your current account so that when your balance is zero in your account, you can still spend up to a certain limit.
Okay.
With credit cards, you know, it does allow you to borrow money on a monthly basis. There is no interest charged on borrowings if you do pay your full bill within a set number of days, but it's definitely not suitable for long-term borrowing or just for living off, as interest rates can be so high if you're just paying your minimum amounts. There's also just the, you know, your personal loans from your banks and building societies. They're suitable for medium and longer term needs. You know, you have like a car loan, home improvements. Generally, you do pay a fixed amount back every month. And then with credit unions, I mean, they offer a wide range of loans, which I'll be talking about shortly. And then another one would be, you know, hire purchase. This is like nearly like a rental agreement. You know, it's offered by shops or garages so that you can hire and eventually buy that particular item. So the items bought on hire purchase are normally expensive items such as a car, furniture or electronic equipment. But you know, you do not actually own this item until the last installment of the loan is paid.
Exactly, and that's what people don't kind of really. And no. So I'd be one of them, because I have my car on hire purchase, really. And you know, when you get your loan from the credit union, that car is yours then.
Straight off.
You know, but with the hire, it's not. And I kind of didn't really cop onto that until I had the car a year. And, oh my God, so if something happens, and you know, I'm still paying. But anyway. What other helpful tips or advice can you give to the listeners there, Rosanna?
Well, you can access a loan calculator to help you work out repayments on a loan at consumerhelp.ie. Our website, a lot of financial websites as well, they have their own calculators to work out their own range of loans. Read the small print, you know, don't be fooled by advertising campaigns. They'll show you what they want you to see.
But
definitely know your terms and conditions. Like I said before, shop around and just ensure you actually understand your repayments.
And dates and times, I suppose, now, what does Members First Credit Union offer?
The two most important things about Member First Credit Union is, one, you know, there are plenty of funds available to be lent to members. And two, funds are lent on the basis of a member's ability to repay the loan. So with Member First Credit Union loan, you will find many advantages in comparison to other institutions. Your loan application, it will be dealt with strictly on its own merits. We have simple interest calculations. You only pay interest only on what you owe for the time you owe it. So the quicker you pay off your loan, the less interest you end up paying.
Okay.
You know, we have, you can make any payments, any lump sum payments, any additional payments, and clear a loan off quicker. There's absolutely no penalties, charges or fees for clearing a loan back quicker than your time at agreed at the start. We do have competitive interest rates on a wide range of loans. We have flexible repayments schedules, so we will tailor the loan to suit your own personal circumstances. And we also have free loan protection insurance should a member with an outstanding loan balance pass away. The amount is repaid in full. So that's for any members below the age of 80, as long as they're in good health of getting the loan. So the loan dies with them. And, you know, we do offer a fast and friendly service. You know, as a member of Member First Credit Union, your loan request will receive fast, efficient and professional attention at all times. We do have a couple of different types of loans. Our standard loan is just our normal rate. It's at 10.99. It's mostly used for the likes of home improvements, weddings, holidays, Christmas. We have a covered loan at 5.99. That allows you to borrow up to the value of your savings at a discounted interest rate while still earning interest on your savings.
Well, that's good.
It's really good.
Because,
I mean, it can take a long time to build up savings. So when it comes to making a big purchase, you might be reluctant to use those savings. So while even like no funds available to meet any future unexpected expenses. So our covered loan is a cost effective way to access funds while leaving your savings untouched and available for future needs. And with the covered loan as well, like, there's no information needed. You just come into the office or ring and you just need photo ID and proof address to collect it.
Okay.
We do have a car loan at 9.99%. You know, like I said, there's no lump sum payment or minimum deposit required. You own the car outright from the start, unlike hire purchase. Our car loan, it can be used to purchase new or used cars or motorbikes or vans. There's no fees, there's no fuss, there's no arrangement or documentation fees. We have flexible loan terms, and then we also offer the free loan insurance. And then one of our other loans we would offer would be our education loan at 7.99%. You know, we do understand that third level education can be a demanding time for all involved, whether you're a third level, a mature student, or a parent with third level students. So, you know, we want to take the worry off your mind by helping you finance your education in an easy and affordable way.
Right. Okay, so we're going to talk a little bit about MFCU loan, Members First Credit Union Loan, application process work. So how does that work?
Well, first, you know, when considering a loan, you do need to ask yourself a few questions. How much can you actually afford to pay back, and how long do you want to have the loan for? We will always kind of be there to help you through the process if any member is not unsure about it. But once you decide what type of loan and the amount you would like to request, then you're ready to apply for it. So the whole application process, it will include just an update of your details on our system, just standard, you know, personal questions, and then regarding the purpose of the loan and the details of your household income and outgoings. And then as part of this process, the Irish Credit Bureau consent will be requested from you, where we would check your previous credit history from other financial institutions. So you'll also be required then to provide a proof of income and a recent bank statement. And for the members who haven't actually borrowed from us before, even though they might not have credit history with us, you know, if the credit history is there on the Irish Credit Bureau, then we definitely do take that into consideration.
Okay, and I didn't realise that you can apply for a loan over the phone or online.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, the normal way kind of is just to go into the branch.
So
any member of ours can go into, we have 7 branches now, and they can go into any of them branches and apply over the counter. You can give us a ring on 851-3400. We have a member service centre who answers our calls, so they'd be more than happy to take the loan application over the phone. And then for the members who are registered online with us, they can log into their online account and register online. But if you're actually even not registered online, you can just go to our website, and we have a loan inquiry section, and if they fill out a couple of questions there, we get that information, and then one of our staff members will contact them then.
Great. So yeah. Are all the credit unions in the area all now members of the First Member Credit Union?
No, well, we only have 7.
Oh, there's only 7.
Right. So our ones would be in the Artane Roundabout, Northside Shopping Centre, Swords, Raheny, Artane Castle and Dunnycarney there in the Malahide Road
and
North William Street.
Okay, so listeners today are listening in, they're probably in a credit union that isn't involved with the, you know, the Members First Credit Union. Are they still entitled to all what you said today with the loans?
Every credit union is different, you know. Like, I mean, we would have different interest rates to another credit union.
Really? I always thought they were all the same.
No, definitely not. Yeah, I mean, we've introduced a couple of loan rates that other credit unions have never had, you know. But they would, for like, you know, if they're not a member of our credit union, they would have to contact their own credit union. Just to see. But in general, like, you know, are the ethics and the meaning kind of behind the loans, that would all kind of be the same in terms of maybe paying it off quicker, no charges, no penalties. I don't think any credit union in the country charges for paying a loan back quicker.
Right.
So that would kind of all be similar enough.
Okay, Rosanna, thanks for talking to us about loans.
Thank you.
All that's involved when applying for a loan, and you know, sometimes it can be quite daunting to go in and ask for a loan and all the paperwork you have to fill out, but as I said, they're very helpful, and they'll guide you and advise you on what type of loan to go for. So thanks for that. Now we'll go over to a piece of music, and then when we come back we'll be talking to yourself and Carla. You have just come back from Australia, so we'll listen to your story.
Sounds
then after this piece of music. And there you go, the great sound of Michael Bublé. Big thank you there to Rosanna for talking to us all about loans and how to apply, and loans types and rates and all that. So thanks, Rosanna, for that. And we'll be back. We'll talk to you in the second part of the show about the winner of the car.
Mm-hmm.
Is it one car or 2 cars?
It's 1 car this month.
1 car.
Yeah.
I never win it. I wish I did. I'm in it years. And I have to say, like, a good few people are in the office has won over the years, so
really,
you know, you are in with a good chance.
Yeah.
So Anyway, Carla, you're very welcome.
Thanks
Carla
for having me.
Now, you're, as I said, a credit union member. You did emigrate to Australia and you've come home. So tell us a little bit about your experience.
Well, I decided last February that I'd head on and travel, see a bit of the world. It seemed like the right time to try it out. So I headed over alone, but I had family over there, which was great. And I just had a blast. I ended up coming back 6 months into my trip because of a job opportunity here in Dublin. But if that hadn't have come up, I'd still be over there enjoying the sun, I reckon.
That's what I'm saying. You know, came back to this weather.
Yeah, like, when you see that, you just kind of want to go back.
And was the job a good job that you came back to, like, or are you having any thoughts that you should have?
No. It's something I've always kind of wanted to do. So once that came up, I took the gamble and, you know, it kind of paid. But if that hadn't have come up, I certainly would have been looking into getting sponsorship to stay over there for a little longer, I reckon.
Yeah.
But it is, it's just a great opportunity for young people. You get to go over, make friends for life, experience different cultures. I popped over to Asia as well while I was over there. So that was pretty cool. And as well, I tried out a different career path over there. I got into support work for people with intellectual and physical disability. And that's probably something I wouldn't have done if I had stayed in Dublin. So you kind of step outside of your comfort zone and try things out, which is pretty nice.
So you're back doing what you like, what you've kind of
Yeah.
What is that?
It's kind of based around security and stuff, so.
Okay. Yeah. And do you think you'll further your field in what you did in Australia ever really ever go back to that, do you think?
You never know. I could do. Yeah, I really enjoyed it over there. It kind of gave me a different insight, so something I probably would try again, yeah.
Now, when you went to Australia, people are probably listening in and saying about, you know, the credit union and you going to Australia. Did you get help from the credit union? Did you get a loan to go over?
I didn't. I was fortunate enough to be able to have savings, you know, of my own. But now that I'm back, it's a very different situation. So I might be looking into that, you know, shortly.
Well, they say we want you back campaign is there. So
they have me.
They have you back. Yeah. So you want the money.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And so how long have you been back?
I've been back since August. So kind of just finding my feet again and getting used to kind of the horrible weather and the culture change as well. It's a bit of a shock. Yeah. You know, everyone's so laid back over in Australia and it's quite different. It's a faster pace of life here. So it's catching up again and getting used to that. But it's good to be back, family and friends, you know, you can't beat that either.
No place like home.
Well, so they say, yeah.
What advice would you give to young people out there thinking about going over, even for a year, like, would you advise and think, do it because it's an experience?
Yeah, I would say to absolutely every young person, go travel, see the world, meet different people. There's a lot to be gained. The tips I'd probably give yourself plenty of time to save. You know, whatever your wages are, use the credit union, put your money away, have a separate fund, have that kind of financial backing before you go over. But I definitely say do it. Use maybe a company to look into getting your visa.
Yeah.
Instead of doing it yourself, it takes all the stress out of it, you know. But 100%, I'd do it again. I've no regrets.
So if, I suppose, any young, middle age, well, you have to be a certain age, I suppose, to emigrate, don't you? A working age, I suppose. So if anyone's listening today, Rosanna, and they don't have the funds, could they go and get a credit union loan?
Well, if they're only kind of going for like a short time period, you know, they could definitely apply for the loan. There might be, they can have an option maybe of putting a guarantor on the loan, so one of their parents who are actually still in the country, or if they kept had money coming into like an Irish bank account and had a direct debit to pay off the loan. That is definitely like, just because they're going away for 6 months or a year or something, we wouldn't just be like, no, you know, we definitely would look at the options. I probably wouldn't recommend it though for someone who's like proper emigrating though.
For someone who wants to just have an experience, just probably a young person wants to, like, I've heard of this person said to me they've been offered an internship in New York for just 3 or 4 months.
Yeah.
And they'd love to take it, but the cost of accommodation is so expensive. So something like that maybe.
Yeah, no, and we do have members even going to America like on J1s. And that is actually quite common as well. So if they're only going for like a couple of months or something like that, absolutely. You know, like I said, usually they would have kind of one of their parents as a backup, maybe, especially if they're not even working over there, that if it is just purely for travelling. But it is definitely an option to apply for that loan for that purpose.
Yeah, and just probably have the guarantor.
Yeah.
So you're saying your loan can be paid back by direct debit.
Yeah.
You don't actually have to go down. You know, we see sometimes queues in the credit union. Mm-hmm. So you can set up a direct debit and have your loan paid.
Oh, there's loads of ways. You can do a direct debit. And even for members who are living away, you know, the likes of Australia or whatever, you know, they would actually have money from their Australian bank account going to their Irish bank account. Mm. And then it would come directly into us. But we have a Relex system where we take your laser card details and set up a monthly payment if you want. We have our own IBAN and BIC number for every single member, and they can do their own bank transfers on their own online banking anytime they want. So yeah, there's definitely a few ways.
The banking system is quite handy, like, you know, for transferring money between your Australian account, your Irish account. So as Rosanna was saying, you know, it's so handy with the credit union having your BIC and IBAN.
Yes.
It just takes all the hassle out of it, you know. So
so it's handy to know. Just one question, just off the top of my head. I don't even know whether you know this. Does the credit union, they used to do some travel insurance. Do you still do that as well?
Yeah, not directly in the branches, but we have a company called CU Safe Insurance.
Oh, right.
And they're particularly for credit union members only. So we have the number and the website, and we give that out to members, and they actually cover every kind of insurance. Home, car insurance, travel insurance. They even have like life insurance, funeral insurance. Yeah, so we wouldn't do it directly in the branch. So we would just be pass them on.
And what do you think would be a cheaper rate than going somewhere
else? Well, they get a discount, you know, for doing it. But even with like loans, when it does come to stuff like travel insurance, it is better to shop around as well.
Yeah.
You know, because there's so much, many companies as well, and you can do everything online with some of them, and pay online and get your policy emailed to you. You don't even have to pick up a phone or go into a shop or anything, you know. And CU Safe would be similar, but I personally haven't done it myself, gone through them for insurance, but they do offer
to know
a discount
that it's there if you need it.
Exactly. Yeah.
And we did mention to Darren last month about shopping around, not only for, you know, like different companies.
Exactly.
Like if you wanted to get a better rate for your car or even your TV company, or if you're contract is up and you can haggle with them.
Yeah.
Say like, I've mentioned I'm not that happy, but can you give me a better price? And it's worked for me. Yeah. Anyway, you're listening to See You at Lunchtime with myself, Debbie McMahon. I'm joined in the studio with Rosanna Del Rio and also Carla Mulvey. We're going to go to the promos, and then after this I'll be talking on the phone to Andy Flannery, and he'll be telling us about the upcoming gigs and offensive. And you're very welcome back to See You at Lunchtime, along with our friends from Members First Credit Union. And I'm joined in studio with Rosanna Del Rio and also Carla Mulvey. Now, Carla, we're going to play a song, and you want to especially dedicate this to your nanny. Is it your nanny?
I do, yeah. Nellie Mulvey, she's a massive fan, always listening to Near FM. So there's a song, Diana Durbin, because, and I know it's one of her favourites. So.
Well, hopefully she's listening and she'll enjoy it. And there you go, Carla, that's especially
that's
for
great.
Your nanny. I hope she enjoyed that. That's taken us back a good few years. I know I do play some songs from the 60s and 70s, but that must be nearly the 50s.
Oh, she's young at heart.
Hope she enjoyed it. Anyway, we're trying to get Andy, so I'm going to try Andy in a few minutes after this next piece of music, and hopefully then Andy will be on the line to tell us all about the upcoming gigs. There you go. I'll just take that down now because I know Andy's waiting on the line there. Good afternoon to Andy.
Debbie, sorry for keeping you waiting. How are you?
I'm not too bad. How are you?
Good form. All
good.
Is well with the world.
Great.
All is well with the world. I'm out of the rain for once today, so that's always good, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's desperate out there. You're better off just to stay inside.
It's a charming LJ altogether, you know what I mean?
Oh, there you go.
Super. Let's get into this because I've already slowed you down. The show was going so well, and then, you know, I used to call me.
Then you wouldn't answer your phone, Andy.
I know, I'm just mean like that, you know what I mean? Keep his weight and keep his teeth. We'll fly. It's a slightly more streamlined one this month, Debbie, you know what I mean? Because I know a lot of people will be doing St. Patrick's Day and all, so we'll keep it down to the minimal amount of activities this month because people want to be doing stuff around St. Patrick's Day. So we're starting off towards the end of this month. 26th and 27th of February, so Sunday night and Monday night. Elbow are playing a two-nighter in the Olympia, $54.50 for the tickets for this. Huge from 2008, huge album for them, Seldom Seen Kid. A lot of people know songs off that, like A Day Like This, which is played in the final of every Bacon show and contest of any anything whatsoever. So a lot of people will know Elbow. They went off the boil a little bit in the last couple of albums, you know, I mean, The Takeoff and Landing and Build a Rocket Boy, and Guy Garvey went off into the solo album as well in the meantime. But they've really come back to form with a new album called Little Frictions. It's been recorded in an almost abandoned, massive, big, stately home in Scotland. Was a lot of the recording done. Gave them a chance just to get together for a month and just do nothing but write and record. And there's an atmosphere around this album, Little Frictions, that they've just released. Excuse me. So they're going to bring that to the Olympia on the 26th and 27th of this month, just a couple of days away at this stage, this Sunday and Monday coming. I think it's Elbow back at their best, so it'll be nice to see them now, where you might have been a little bit let down by the new content kind of stuff they've been coming out with in the last couple of years. So that might be a nice thing to get along to finish off the month. On the same Sunday, the 26th of February, if you're not heading along to Elbow, go to Elbow on the Monday and do this on the Sunday instead. The Divine Comedy, one of the best Irish bands I think there ever been. A lot of it down to pretty much because Neil Hannon is heading it up. As far as front men go, the boy uses charisma while still looking like he's an assistant manager in a library. New album that they've just had to bring out called Foreverland. After Neil Hannon went off and did a couple of concept album bits, and he runs a donkey sanctuary with his wife Cathy Davey down in Kildare. So that takes up a hell of a lot of time. And it is called the My Lovely Horse Donkey Sanctuary, which ties into the Father Ted reference. So he's been busy doing that. But the boy is a musical genius. He's very underrated, I think. Of course, you know, people who are into their Irish music and, you know, homegrown kind of music would appreciate, I think, the Neil Hannon for his quality. A lot of an international audience might know something of Neil Hannon or the Divine Comedy from songs like National Express and things like that, some of the more poppy kind of songs. But it is more low-key, more introspective, more thoughtful work, Lady of a Certain Age and things like that, that are just amazing songs and will be thought of very, very fondly in decades to come. So if you get a chance to go along, Borgosh Energy Theatre, beautiful place to go see a concert, especially something like the Divine Comedy. That's on Sunday the 26th of February. Sticking with the Borgosh, and this is going to be going from Wednesday the 1st of March until Sunday the 5th of March, all half seven, 7:30 performances. There's a great production of Carmen happening there. It's being directed by George Isaacson, and I keep on getting his name wrong, of course. He directed a production of Madame Butterfly in the Borgosh about 3 years ago that I seen, and he put a very slight twist on Madame Butterfly, made it a hell of a lot darker towards the end, because the third act of Madame Butterfly is very, very dark. If you look into it, everything's gone totally wrong and nobody comes out well from it. George Isaacson, he put that real dark edge on Madame Butterfly. Carmen has some ups and downs, mostly up about this love triangle in the Gypsy community, but there are some dark pieces as well. And I'd say to see a production of Carmen directed by George Isaacson, it might be a really nice way to do it. If you know the story, this might be a slightly different take on it. So it'd be great to get along to that. Tickets in between 35 and 75 euros. Don't worry about getting the cheaper tickets if you think there's going to be a restricted view or the seats aren't going to be great or whatever it might be. There is not a bad seat in the Borgosh Energy Theatre. So the cheaper the tickets you get, don't worry, you're not going to be in a bad spot. Plus, there's always loads of space in the lifts in the Borgosh Energy Theatre, so you're not going to have to walk up and down all the stairs to the upper level as well. That's a great place to be. So if you get along to that, that's Wednesday the 1st of March to Sunday the 5th of March. Into award season. We're half into it already. The Brits was only last night. The Mercury Music Prize was on earlier on the year. Our version of the Mercury Music Prize, our big music award show for local homegrown talent, more usually of an indie end, or they've tried not to refer to that more recently because there's more popular acts coming to it, but it is the more kind of independent end and the critically acclaimed music end of Irish music. The RTE Choice Music Prize is on Thursday the 9th of March. This is a really good chance to get along to Vicar Street for $26.50 to see really, really good Irish up-and-coming creative bands. Just an idea of who's there in the night. And some people will know some of these guys and some people won't, but the likes of All Twins, Bantam, Wallace Bird, the Divine Comedy are going to show up as well. Neil's going to do a couple of songs. Lisa Hannigan, Katie Kim, Overheard the Albatross, the Russ and Gano family, and We Cut Corners. some of these guys have been around for a good few years, some of them have been around just a few years, and some of them are absolute brand new to a lot of listeners. But just from that list alone, you are getting a great, great insight into what is happening in Irish music, from the guitar kind of progressive end, to the dance end, to the solo female artist end, Divine Comedy, the legends that they are. Lisa Hannigan, one of our finest female troubadours out there. Overheard the Albatross with a slightly more psychedelic bent to it. And the Russagnano family are a really interesting one. Two recent enough immigrants to Ireland based down in Limerick, you know, are the main two of the three parts of the Russagnano family. And Wicco Corners are two still registered primary school teachers who can really, really make some noise with a drum and a guitar. So if you get a chance, this is a lovely thing to do to give you a real insight into what's happening in Irish music. Every one of these bands that I announced, that I read out there, they're going to be playing at least one, maybe two songs. And then the bits in between and all the normal award show kind of stuff. But it's a great night. You're there for about 4 hours of just great music and a good bit of a laugh. And just you're surrounded by some great people all night. So we're getting there. This is where we go a bit strange, Debbie.
I'm not interrupting you at all, Andy. I'm not joining in. I'm just going to let you go on and tell us what's coming up. So I just let you on a roll. Yeah. I'm just mesmerised how you can just keep going and going and going. Take a breath.
Yeah. Oh, this is the fun bit. This is I can breathe from ears. I wouldn't usually mention this, but I'm only talking about because I have to give credit to the amount of people in the country. Down the country, in Dublin, around the corner from where I live, people standing right in front of me who do like country music. Mm. And it's credit to it that this festival, Country to Country, that's been going on for, as far as I know, for about 5 years and is usually based around the Three Arena. I think it went from a 1 day to a 2 day and now it is a 3 day. From Friday the 10th until Sunday the 12th of March, kicking off at 5:30 every day, you have just unbelievable country music fest. And in a great place like the Three Arena, you're indoors, all the bars are there. You don't have to be out in the field. I know some friends of friends who've been along to this the last couple of years and just say it is mesmerising because they turn around the stage so quickly. You've got bands on just constantly. And some people will know some of these names like Brad Paisley and Zac Brown Band, and a lot more people know the name of an amazing country artist called Reba McEntire, who has just been around for, as far as I know, since before any of us were starting to listen to music. So if you've got that type of people, just amazing bands and amazing country music for the whole weekend. Mm. If this is your thing, this is where you need to be this weekend. Tickets are €60.50 per day, or you can get a €199 ticket for the weekend. I have been reliably informed, because I did the maths on this just about on the back of a postcard. Why would you buy the €199 ticket when you can get €360.50 tickets? You do get extra stuff for the €199 ticket. I think you get a free t-shirt and a kind of a program and a souvenir thing, and you can get into the Three Arena with your weekend pass without all the hassles and a little bit before the normal day ticket or people. So it'll be interesting looking. I know I don't have much time to plan it, but Friday the 10th of March to Sunday the 12th of March, Country to Country in the Three Arena, I think it'll just be an amazing thing. I ended up just two things really for around the St. Patrick's Day, Debbie. Mm-hmm. And it just so happens because they're both on Thursday the 16th of March. Neil Barnes, who is half of Lestfield, a massively influential dance act from, you're talking the early 90s towards the late 90s and into the early 90s. Neil Barnes is the one half of them who took on the Lestfield name and started DJing as Lestfield. So they're playing a lot of Lestfield songs, Neil Barnes is, and throwing in some different people's songs, mixing them with Lestfield tracks, and as a full DJ. So he's going to be playing the Opium Rooms on Thursday the 16th of March, kicking off at 10 o'clock, and I think they're €18 for that. This is going to be huge sound DJing. This is not your happy house kind of stuff. This is really heavy bass. You know, this is going to be like a marathon for people to get through in the best possible way. If you like anything by Lestfield, this DJ set is one not to be missed. And like £18 for this gig would be a great way to go. If you want something a little bit more, I don't know, same again, let's say homegrown again, but, you know, traditional in a way, Aslan are back doing their traditional 16th of March gig. They've tried to do this for the last nearly 20 years. Unfortunately, they've missed a few for different reasons, of course, but they're back definitely doing it Thursday the 16th of March this year. €32.50 for the tickets themselves, kicking off at 7 o'clock in the Olympia, like I said. A good chunk of this money, I know they don't want to promote it, but we've heard it mentioned that a big chunk of this money is going to be going into cancer research. It's not just bankrolling the band themselves, because of course they feel so strongly about it, but they're not putting that in the posters. They're not really asking for credit for that. because they just wanted to be quiet, because they've been, the band has been helped out so much by cancer research with the likes of Christy and some of the family members and family members of the band. They don't want to mention too much, but there's another reason to go along to this gig. It'd be an amazing gig. Every time Aslan do one of these gigs in Dublin at some venue like this, it feels like a homecoming for a band that you haven't seen in 50 years.
They're great, I love Aslan, unbelievable life.
They don't get enough credit either as one of our better bands, just from a pleasing crowd concert experience of a band. Aslan are right up there at the top, and like I said, it's like a homecoming every time they play. Even if you'd only seen them 2 months beforehand, you see them again, it's a huge big deal, because the crowd gets so much behind them. The majority of the crowd that will be there on the night in the Olympia on the 16th of March will be fans of theirs since they were kids, and they care about this band. Yeah. They care about the story of Aslan and who's involved and who's been there since day one, and they want them to succeed every single time they go up on stage. So great thing to do on that. And just a couple to finish off with, both hip-hop kind of grime-based. And the Olympia Theatre on the Wednesday the 29th of March at 7 o'clock, I think it's 26:40. Stormzy is a London grime artist, so a little bit hip-hop, a little bit dance. Getting major credit through the BBC Sound the 2017 awards, massive airplay on some of the more trendy end of the BBC Radio 1 and Radio 2 kind of stations over there, and just a breath of fresh air to grime, because a lot of it was kind of bringing it down to almost a gangster rap kind of, you know, masochistic level. A lot of grime was happening that way. Stormzy's brought a bit more of an upbeat kind of flavour to it, a little bit more fun to it, and a little bit more adventure to it, like Dizzy Rascal did too, a similar version of grime maybe, you know, 10-15 years ago at this stage. So nice one to get along to. If you want to have a bit of a party, get along to the Stormzy gig. And we're back in the Olympia then again on Thursday the 30th of March. $36.50 for this. Might sound a little bit expensive for an Olympia gig for a band nobody's heard of before and maybe listening to this show, but Run the Jewels are two guys, LP and Killer Mike, two amazing producer, DJ, MCs. They're bringing out Run the Jewels 3, which is the third part of this series of albums they've been putting together. And this is, like I said, similar enough to the Left Field gig that's going to be in the Opium Rooms on the 16th of March. This gig is going to just be huge. The speakers are going to explode with this gig. The last time they were over for Run the Jewels 2, as opposed to this being Run the Jewels 3, they played in the Opium Rooms as well. And the room was just not big enough to hold the amount of sound in. I'm surprised walls didn't fall down. So the Olympia is going to be so much better for Run the Jewels this time. You've got a bit more space. You can take out all the seats downstairs. There'll be lots of jumping around the place. I would suggest, if you're going along to this gig, see if you can get seats in the Gods or the Upper Gods or the Circle or the Upper Circle, because you will enjoy looking at all the absolute crazies on the ground floor with the stall seats taken out, as you will the band on stage. It's an experience within itself. So a great way, I think, just to finish off the March. We Run the Jewels, Olympia, Thursday the 30th of March for $36.50.
Great.
Debbie, that's a lot.
Brilliant. And can I just mention, if anyone is around on Sunday, another one on Sunday is Majora up in the Helix.
Absolutely.
I think there's still tickets available as well. So
there is. I know I mentioned it last month and I didn't want to go back over most of the stuff from
just
last month.
As well as that,
can I just mention? Declan Donnelly from the Near Sessions is putting together like a DJ showcase, kind of get yourself involved night in the Cat and Cage on the 4th of March as well. So the Friday the 4th of March. If anybody has any interest in just even doing a little 5 or 10 minute DJ set, either CD or vinyl, you know what I mean? Please get in touch with Near FM or hop on the Declan Donnelly's Facebook page, and you can get that through Near FM as well. You can literally just pop along if you just want to see a load of us, you know, wannabe DJs from Near FM, either make a fool of ourselves or like dazzle you with 1980s ABC and Joe Jackson remixes. By all means, drop along. Cat and Cage on the 4th of March. Cat and Cage there in Drumcondra. Great little pub.
I think it's going to be a great night, Andy. I really do. It's going to be good.
Even if, you know, the likes of, I'm hoping to get along. I can't lock it down yet because of other commitments and my agent hasn't signed off on it yet. But the likes of Dave Rigby's meant to be playing. Becky's going to be playing himself. So, and they're little 10-15 minute sets. We're not trying to grab your attention for too long. the Cancade is just a lovely pub anyway and fairly close to lots of us. There's loads of
and
us.
And it has, it has been done up in case people are thinking, you know, it has renovated. It's got a new facelift.
Oh, they did a massive renovation and it's lovely. And there's so many bus routes outside, it's so easy to get to.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? I think give it a go. It would be great to come along to. I'm trying to make it a bit of a feature. I have nothing to do with this, by the way. I have no organisational basis behind this whatsoever. It's all Dex only and he knows exactly what he's doing. So it'd be great to get along to. I'm hoping to pop along. Because I think it's just going to be a great fun night.
We'll see you there, Andy. Yeah. And thanks a million for informing us on this.
Yeah, Debbie, thank you very, very much. Have a great show.
And we'll speak to you next month, please, God. Okay, thanks a million, Andy.
Absolutely.
Okay,
thanks, thank you.
Bye-bye. And that was Andy Flannery informing us even on the upcoming gigs and events which are taking place. And there's lots and lots going on. Anyway, Rosanna, we'll come back to you because we have to do the winner of the card draw.
Yes. So this month we've had a total of 27 winners and the total prize money was €46,000. So the person who won the car or the equivalent of €16,000 was Christine Ivers. So congratulations to Christine. We have one person who won the €5,000, which was Michael O'Donoghue. We have then five prizes of €2,000 and then winners are Brian Daly, Noel Dunn, John Higgins, George Kavanagh and William Furlong. We have 10 prizes of €1,000 and they are Lee Tierney, Edward Byrne, Niall Lambert, Gary Kells, Marie Kelly, James Byrne, Aveen Flynn, Anne Grimes, Bernadette Eating and Michelle Cleary. And then we have 10 prizes of €500 and they are Kim Levy, Louis Robles, Anita Tracy, Lorraine Boland, Vanessa Hoare, Vinton Gormley, Patrick Sexton, Brenda Nolan, Bernard King and James Byrne. So congratulations to all the winners. And if the credit union, if they haven't been in contact already, they will be.
So big congratulations to all those winners out there. Rosanna, if people are members of the credit union, this is often the first members credit union from the seven. Do they have to say to themselves they want to be in with that card draw or is it automatically taken out of their savings? Or
Members have to sign up for it. So there's just application forms that are in the office or if they give us a call, we can post them out to them. And it costs €1 a week and we take it out every quarter. So the members who are signed up for €13 every quarter comes out of their account. And then every quarter, instead of having one car, we'd have two cars. Yeah. And then whatever's left in the fund as well. At Christmas, we have a bump draw then at Christmas.
And is that like ongoing or does it stop after the year? So it'll be ongoing. If you sign up once, that's it. You can forget about it.
Yeah, and you can come out of it at any time you want by signing an exit form.
Right, you wouldn't notice that a week. So you never know. Hopefully someday I might be the winner of that car. But that's great that you have a load of cash prizes as well for people. I mean, 500 is a great help as well.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll play a little piece of music before we finish because we're coming up to nearly the end. And this is a band that, as Andy mentioned, are playing the Olympia on the 16th of March. And it's Aslan. And I have to pull that down because we're running out of time, but it's a little snippet of Aslan. And if you want to go see them on the 16th of March in the Olympia, as Andy said, it's kind of an ongoing thing they've been trying to do. And some of the money will go to cancer research. So that was it for this month from See You at Lunchtime. A big thank you to Rosanna Del Rio, who joined me here in the studio. Thank you, Rosanna.
Thank you.
And also to Carla Mulvey, and it was great talking to you, Carla.
Thanks, Debbie.
A big thank you to Andy Flannery. And just to let you know that the next See You at Lunchtime will take place on March the 30th, so tune in for that. And do stay tuned, because coming up is Behind the Groove with Pat Farrell.
Member First Credit Union.
Your local credit union serving the community for over 50 years.
Flexible opening hours. Online services accessible from your phone. Straightforward saving accounts.
Affordable lending, EFTs, great deals on insurance and loads more.
A better banking future. It's already here. Branches at Artane, Northside and Swords.
Phone in, drop in or log in to mfcu.ie. Member First Credit Union.
We're local, loyal and lending.